Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Basinski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Waitkus scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rickard moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rickard scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a line drive towards the mound. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. There goes Kiner trying to get to home. Rickard throws the ball into Morello, who relays the ball to Scheffing, who tags Kiner, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to third. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rickard scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. There goes Johnson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Basinski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0 for 1 in the game. Late hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard, who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to home for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Waitkus moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman pinch hits for Rip Sewell. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Cox reaches second base with a double. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bagby drops the ball. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Johnson moves to third. Morello moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-2 in the game. Late hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard. Late reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Morello scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-2 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Basinski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6. And the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Greenberg. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kiner hits a line drive towards third. Hack catches it and throws to first to double up Rickard. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Basinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. LB Fletcher pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rickard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Rickard reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Gene Mock pinch runs for Hank Greenberg. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mock scores. Gustin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.